While we have you with us this Thursday afternoon, Essendon's an exciting footy team. They've got a lot of good young talent coming through on that side. And there was a kid who played a couple of games last year who bobbed up in the JLT again this year. And if you saw him play, thought, well, he's just going to play every game for the next 10 years. This fella, he looks a real player. His name's Jordan Ridley. He joins us on the eve of, well, close to being on the eve of the country game, the fourth iteration of that, Essendon v Geelong. He's been good enough to give us a bit of time on the main training session day down there for the Bombers. Jordan, thanks for your time, young fella.
No worries, mate.
Country game. So we celebrate, you know, everything to do with the land and the contribution that's made to this fantastic nation of ours. Have you spent much time in the bush on your way through?
Can't say I have a lot, actually. I'm a city boy, so I haven't really had a heap to in the country.
Ever milked a cow?
No, I actually haven't done that.
Can you back a trailer?
Look, I couldn't do that either.
Have you ever, ever owned a chainsaw?
No.
How often do you get dirt under your fingernails?
Other than playing footy, I'd probably say never.
Right. If you had a dog, have you got a dog?
Yeah, I do have a dog.
What sort of dog have you got?
I've got a Labrador.
I'll see, labs are okay, I reckon, on the farm. Not quite a Kelpie or a Border Collie, but I reckon the labs are a good farm dog. So we'll give you that one. So you had to get one of those. You had to tick one of those boxes. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but you had to tick one of those boxes to be eligible to play in the country game. So you've just snuck through.
That's very lucky, man.
How are you enjoying the season? They've made you earn your keep in your brief time at the Bombers. You've played 8 games. You've won 5. You've lost 3. You've been omitted after each one of those. Well, up until this week, the first time you've lost a game, you've been omitted after the first 2. I'm sure that fact isn't lost on you.
I didn't actually know that.
Right.
Yeah. it's been a really good start. I think decent start to the year from us. I'm really enjoying my footy so far. And so hopefully we can keep building on the form we've had the last few weeks and keep sort of pulling that through the season.
You're outstanding. I mean, your footy that you played during the JLT, which is a time where we, you know, try and get a gauge as to, you know, what players have improved and who's pushing up and might play some senior footy for us. I thought your footy in the JLT saw a couple of your games, both of them, they were outstanding. Did you take a fair bit of confidence going into 2019 after your JLT form?
Oh, thanks. I certainly did. I think sort of throughout pre-season, sort of looking forward to sort of what games next. So I sort of identified pretty early that I'd like to find the JLT and then perform strongly to sort of give me the best chance to play early on the season. So yeah, definitely took a fair bit of confidence out of that. And a bit more exposure to AFL footy was really good as well.
What have you been working on most since you've come out of the 18s and you've been at Essendon now for a couple of seasons? What have you found yourself needing to work on most to get yourself in a position where you can be, you know, selected more often than not?
I think the immediate thing coming out was pretty much anyone down here that sort of know me from the start would tell you that I was pretty much just skin and bones coming into the club. Just putting on plenty of size, really working on that strength and probably contested side of my game as well. The main focus is definitely been just really hitting the weights pretty hard, eating the right foods and trying to put some weight on.
Has it been, some kids say that it's really difficult for them to put weight on. You've got a bit of length about you, like, you know, 192, 193. I'm not sure officially what you stand at, but often the leaner kids find it a bit difficult to put weight on in the early days. Has that been a challenge for you?
Yeah, certainly haven't found it easy. I think I was sort of had a couple long-term injuries the first couple of years down here. So sort of use that as an opportunity to put a bit of weight on. But, yeah, certainly when we're playing games and doing a lot of running throughout pre-season and stuff, I find it really, really hard to put weight on. So,
what were the injuries that were holding you back early?
So my fiancée had a stress fracture in my lower back.
Right.
To sort of play JLT game and then pretty much was ruled out for the next 4 months. And then tore my syndesmosis last year to start of pre-season. So, pretty not ideal preparation, but you can only sort of do what you can with the cards you get drawn.
Jordan, they are two. When you hear stress fractures back and syndesmosis, they're two of those injuries that when we on this side of the fence hear that those injuries have struck a player, we go, oh, geez, this could be serious. I wonder, did you fret when you first of all heard that you had stressies in your back and then you got over that and then you get the syndesmosis? Were you kind of freaked out a little bit when you heard those two diagnoses?
It was a pretty interesting welcome out of footy.
I bet.
Obviously, it's super frustrating. Definitely sort of not the way I sort of imagined my career starting. Probably worried me a little bit, but I sort of thought at the same time that it still means that I haven't really had much experience, so that with that experience, I'll be able to improve a lot. But also, I think it gave me a good insight into how the day-to-day workings of an AFL club sort of go, and what sort of the better players in our list will do during the week and on match day to prepare themselves. So I really just try to watch them pretty closely and sort of take what I could from them to implement down on back.
That's a very good policy. You're part of a really interesting back line, I reckon. You know, you've got a couple of, obviously really good, powerful big men, particularly now that Carl Hooker's back in the side. But around the two big fellas, him and Mick Hurley, you've got two of the most explosive running halfbacks. Well, when you watch Sard and McKenna kind of go about it, and you can go yourself, I reckon, when you've got some space in front of you, it must be a very exciting kind of back six to be part of. It looks like you've got a lot of license given to you guys to take the game on when the opportunity presents itself to you.
Oh yes, certainly. I think so far this year it's been obviously a lot of fun sort of playing with a group of guys we've got. I think like you sort of mentioned, we got a pretty good mix of a bit of pace and sort of some bigger guys that can really sort of outbody opponents. So obviously having starting kind of sort of playing the week in, week out, it's really exciting to even just be on the field watching them. I think our pass of the game is sort of like just as much a fan as sort of people sitting in the stadium just watching them do what they do best. So, it's obviously really exciting to be a part of.
How was it on Anzac Day?
It was loud. it was unbelievable, though. I think it's probably one of the best experiences I've ever had in 20.
Could you feel, people talk about, you can feel the kind of energy coming from the crowd. Some players I've heard say that when the noise reaches its sort of zenith, it's like a vibration. You can actually kind of feel it going through your body a bit. Did you get that kind of sensation at any stage?
No, I definitely did. I think probably the most obvious one, sort of straight after the national anthem, obviously sort of all of the 92,000 or whatever people that were there, all of them really sort of at the same time. And probably that last quarter as well, obviously, like pretty tight game. So sort of probably heightened the pressure a bit more, but I guess they're the sort of games you play actual footy to play in. So, it was an unbelievable experience.
And Johnny Clark, our producer, Jordan, who you're talking to just before, demanding that I ask you what your favourite TV footy show is. Have you got what's the answer to that question? Have you got an answer to that question?
Oh, he mentioned you were on the front bar, and he just sent me a copy of that. But I actually haven't watched it before. So.
Jeez. you and I were going so well then. We're having a great time together. It was a lovely chat. I was going to wish you all the very best for the weekend, and then you go and ruin it by saying that. Mate, well played so far. Yeah, 5 from 8. I mean, you're building a nice little profile when they pick you. You'll be playing again on the weekend. It's going to be another huge game, and there's a lot to look forward to, not only for you, but for the Bombers going forward. Thanks for joining us today, mate. Appreciate it.
No, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Jordan Ridley. Fine young players from the Bombers.